Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 76. In this episode, I'll discuss how to use dexmedetomidine for sedation in the ICU. If you're wondering about the use of dexmedetomidine in agitated delirium or alcohol withdrawal, check out previous episodes 67 and 70. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode76. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging. I invite you to join me and the hundreds of other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. Dexmedetomidine is a selective alpha-2 adrenoreceptor agonist. I like to think of it as an intravenous version of clonidine. As a sedative, dexmedetomidine is unique in that it does not suppress the respiratory center and acts as an analgesic adjunct, reducing the dose of opioids required in many cases. Despite having recently been made available as a generic medication in the U.S., dexmedetomidine has the highest drug cost when compared to propofol or midazolam. Dexmedetomidine commonly causes bradycardia and hypotension at rates that are similar to those of propofol. I'll avoid its use if the patient is already severely hypotensive or bradycardic. As I discussed at pharmacyjoe.com/episode27, dexmedetomidine may occasionally be associated with drug fever. In most cases, I recommend starting dexmedetomidine at anywhere from 0.5 to 0.8 mics per kilo per hour. If the patient has a high RAS score and adequate cardiovascular reserve, a higher starting dose may be used. Although some references discuss a loading dose of 1 mic per kilo IV over 10 minutes, I can't remember the last time I recommended this. The risk of bradycardia from dexmedetomidine may be significantly higher when a loading dose is used. The risk is almost never worth the few minutes of faster sedation that a loading dose provides. Without a loading dose, the peak effect of dexmedetomidine is within 15 to 30 minutes. Because of this, I don't adjust the rate of the infusion any more frequently than every 30 minutes. Faster adjustments might lead to overshooting the RAS target and hypotension. My institution's maximum rate for dexmedetomidine is 1.4 mics per kilo per hour. Very rarely, we may exceed this maximum when other sedatives are not indicated, and I discuss this a little bit at pharmacyjoe.com/episode18 in the section on high-dose dexmedetomidine infusions. Dexmedetomidine use is cited as allowing for reduced overall ICU costs due to a lower incidence of delirium when compared with midazolam. Such analyses appear to be manufacturer-funded. I wouldn't expect that simply using dexmedetomidine in place of midazolam would allow such savings to be realized. In the study this cost savings is based on, which is linked up in the show notes, patients received frequent and generous amounts of fentanyl and breakthrough midazolam. Fentanyl was allowed to be given half to 1 mic per kilo IV every 15 minutes PRN pain, and midazolam was allowed to be given anywhere from 0.01 to 0.05 milligrams per kilo IV every 10 minutes PRN until the RAS target was achieved. Such adjunctive medication use is no doubt an essential part of the study protocol, and this also would need to be duplicated if you were to hope to realize the same level of cost savings as reported in this analysis. In addition to continuous sedation, dexmedetomidine can be used to facilitate weaning from the ventilator. The lack of respiratory depression from dexmedetomidine is a significant advantage in this scenario. An ideal patient for such use would be someone whose anxiety and agitation would otherwise prevent them from successfully weaning from the ventilator. In this case, I would start with a lower dose of 0.4 mics per kilo per hour and attempt weaning after about 2 hours at this dose. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.